Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
This new strain of COVID that sent so many people to the hospital in China, and it's here in America now. It's shocking how these fear-mongering stories start to come out when announcements are made, like the one that they made today regarding vaccines. So let's begin there, shall we? And this is the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see him today for your perfect smile. So RFK Jr., Macari, and Jay Bhattacharya talking about COVID shots and why healthy children do not need them. And this is some of what the announcement was today. And I think it's a really, really important day for, I mean, all these people were censored and banned from social media platforms during the Biden administration. And now they're in charge. It really is great justice here. Cut 22.
Hi, everybody. I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., your HHS Secretary, and I'm here today with NIH Director Dr. Jay Bhattacharya and FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty McCarry. I couldn't be more pleased to announce that as of today, the COVID vaccine for healthy children and healthy pregnant women has been removed from the CDC recommended immunization schedule. Last year, the Biden administration urged healthy children to get yet another COVID shot despite the lack of any clinical data to support the repeat booster strategy in children.
That ends today. It's common sense and it's good science.
There's no evidence healthy kids need it today, and most countries have stopped recommending it for children.
We're now one step closer to realizing President Trump's promise to make America healthy again.
Good. Produced by the... And they talked about the MAHA report. Well, actually, let me do this. Let me jump ahead to cut 24, where he was talking on CNN with Caitlin Collins and what they've done in 100 days. And they have. I mean, it's been incredible. And people are excited about this. They're excited to get rid of the chemicals, the additives, the crap, the garbage. But bringing it to our attention so we know and we can make decisions, all of that is incredibly important here. Cut 24.
You're saying in 60 days, people should expect to see concrete solutions of how these things can be solved?
We're already reviewing the GRAS standards, the generally recognized safe standards. So we're already doing, we've done more in 100 days than my predecessors have done in decades in terms of redressing the causes of this problem. So, and we're going to keep doing that. We're not waiting for this to come out, but we are going to do comprehensive diagnostics across the entire government of what each of these agencies need to be doing to end the epidemic.
Yeah, good. I mean, that's what has to happen. And it's got to be an all-in approach, too. And realize that people are on the side of this. I mean, I've said to you before, I think the MAHA movement is part of the reason why Trump won, getting a lot of these moms and dads in the suburbs. And they need to do something, because what we've had up until this point is we've had this incestuous relationship between the regulators and big pharma and big food. And I'd rather just not have regulators, because they give you a false sense of security versus actually doing their job of regulating. And so either get rid of them or have them really be regulators. I mean, I'd be fine with not having them at all, trust me, but that's never going to happen. So then make them actually do the job the correct way. And to that point, Dr. Marty Makary, who was a great friend of the show back in the day when he was prior to his new role as commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, talking about the modern medical establishment, cut 23.
Absolutely, Jackie. You know, scientists have been waving the flag for years, saying you've got to look at this body of scientific data. And the modern medical establishment really has been disconnected. We've been so busy focusing on treatment, on billing and coding in a high throughput model. We've got to stop and ask ourselves, should we be focusing more on school lunch programs, not just putting every kid on Ozempic? We've got to talk about food as medicine and gut health and the microbiome. We've got to talk about environmental toxins that cause cancer, not just the chemo to treat it. And maybe we need to treat more diabetes with cooking classes, not just throwing insulin at people. This report is a fresh new approach that really calls for a transformation of our healthcare system from a reactionary system to a proactive system. So I could not be more excited about this report. There are no sacred cows. It talks about 70% of the diet being ultra processed. It talks about pesticides, microplastics, natural light exposure in children, sleep quality. Remember, Republican, Democrat, and independent mom showed up in high numbers to vote for President Trump over this very issue.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a big deal, and they're moving in the right direction. But we also have to undo the tyranny of the previous administration when it came to things like health. So Tulsi Gabbard, who, as you know, I'm a big fan of, she was on Fox News talking about the way the Biden administration really put people on a domestic terror watch list for not buying into their narrative on COVID-19. I mean, what we're learning about the previous administration and the weaponization. And by the way, let me just say, I'm happy today there was a story that they're going forward investigating the cocaine at the White House, other things that took place in that previous administration, like putting people on watch lists and no fly lists and things like that. Good. All of it needs to be investigated. But here's Tulsi, cut number 9.
When you look at the language of these documents that I've declassified, first, the strategic implementation plan of the Biden administration's designation of potential violent domestic extremists, it really talks about people who may likely turn out to be domestic violent extremists, or those who may likely turn to violence because of these specific quote unquote ideologies that they hold. And there's a consistent thread through here that these ideologies that they are designating as turning into potentially violent activities or being manifested in violent activities happen to be those of people who were using their First Amendment rights to oppose certain policies of the Biden administration. And while some of the examples that are focused on there have to do with those who opposed the COVID vaccine mandates, those who opposed the mask mandates, parents who were concerned that their children going to school may be forcibly vaccinated with the COVID vaccine without the consent or awareness of parents. The list goes on and on, but it's not exclusive to this. In some of these reports that we've declassified, it shows that, you know, people who were opposed to Biden's border policy, for example, could therefore have propensities to join a militia or could become these domestic violent extremists that we're talking about here. And again, it's important to look at this in the totality and the sequence of how this happened. These documents were issued in December of 2021. You remember very well, Will, the speech, the ominous speech that President Biden gave in 2022, where with this red background and Marines standing in the background, he issued an address to the nation warning the American people that Donald J. Trump and MAGA Republicans pose a direct threat to the fabric of our republic. And then you put that together with how the FBI and others within the Biden administration directed social media companies to censor Americans and undermine our First Amendment rights because, of course, they don't the social media companies don't want to be in a position to support the spread of domestic violent extremism. So when you look at all of these things together, you understand at its core the thing that I committed to the American people to root out, which is the weaponization and politicization of the intelligence community and national security state against the American people.
And she's the one to do it, by the way. She is the best person for this job because it happened to her. It happened to people she cares about. And she's deeply, deeply sincere about this. And I'm so glad she's the director of national intelligence. And I'm glad that she's bringing all this out. And it ties into what we talked about earlier with Bill DiAgostino, if you remember. When we talked about all these people, these white domestic violent extremists who, you know, where are they? But we kept being told over and over again that they were everywhere. Yeah, they're going to investigate cocaine in the White House, which I think the dogs snorted. And that's why they bit all the Secret Service agents. Hence my movie, Cocaine White House Dogs. The pipe bombs at the RNC and the DNC offices on January 6th. That was the whole thing was very strange around those pipe bombs because they apparently found them. And yet let the vice president elect of the United States of America remain in the office. They didn't evacuate the area. They did nothing. So that whole thing is strange. And who leaked the Dobbs decision? That was a decision by the Supreme Court of the United States, which overturned Roe v. Wade. Those are going to be some of the things that they're going to be investigating. And good, because I'm tired of just shuffling these things under the rug and acting like, well, you know, we'll never get to the truth about it. So the heck with it. And we can walk and chew gum at the same time. I'm not saying these are the most pressing priorities, but they are important priorities nonetheless. And they should be. And thank God, and, you know, and thank God Trump is there, because without him, none of this would be coming to light. I mean, none of these things that the government did would be coming to light. MAHA would not be happening. An attempt to get peace with Russia and Ukraine would not be happening. None of these things would be happening. And you'd have to listen to cackles, because the cackles is back. Kamala Harris from the ARIC conference in Australia, cut number 30.
As I said, I think your best work is ahead of you for sure, 100%.
I am unemployed right now. No one must speak truth.
Oh, God, I'm telling you right now, that's just terrible. So let's understand something. She needs to be investigated for her role as vice president, why she did not invoke the 25th Amendment against the president of the United States of America. That needs to happen. And I hope that does happen. I really, really do. Bill Maher unloaded on liberals during his podcast for supporting Islam and Hamas. And, you know, again, it's another great example of the left in this country being on the wrong side of the issue. And sadly, there are some conservatives who are on the wrong side of this issue as well. But this is what he said. Cut 25.
One of the main reasons why the far left started to really hate me is because I call out Islam as what it is, extremely illiberal. That's what's so ironic about liberals being so supportive of Hamas, is because you're liberals. And these are the people, I'm sorry, but this ideology, Islam, even in its more benign forms, yes, I agree. The vast majority of Muslims, not terrorists, of course, but Islamists, which is the word we use to describe people who are not terrorists, but kind of agree with the things terrorists are doing, yeah, and are for, that's a much higher number. That's many millions of people. And even the rank and file, I mean, most Muslim societies live under some form of Sharia law, yep, which no Westerner who thinks that Hamas is so great could ever live under. Your fundamental rights that you take for granted here in America, you would not have. Yep. You know, I mean, all the protesters who are protesting in Gaza against Hamas, they've all been killed. Right. They killed protesters. Women. I mean, do I have to say anything more than just if it was just that issue, how women are treated? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly right. Good for you for saying that. I mean, and then now let's think about who else is getting the brunt end of that. And that's John Fetterman. So for John Fetterman, Pennsylvania Senator Fetterman, to come out and speak out on behalf of Israel and to speak out against Hamas, he is coming under attack everywhere. And there's actually two stories on this. One is that he says his openness on mental health issues is now being weaponized against him. That was from The New York Times. They said the first-term Pennsylvania Democrats said his openness about his own mental health struggles, they've now weaponized against him. And so he's showing up for votes and hearings he considers useless because he's shamed into doing so. Because if he doesn't, then the whisper campaign goes out there that John Fetterman needs to resign and he can't do the job. And that's simply because John Fetterman has come out and spoken out in front of in support of Israel. And the Democrat Party hates that so much that they are now trying to get rid of him. And they're saying to all of us, well, John Fetterman's problems, they're so deep, his health problems. And when we questioned that after his debate with Dr. Oz, you know, we were all called terrible people. Like, my God, how dare you? How dare you suggest that? The man had a stroke. And now they're weaponizing it against John Fetterman just simply because they don't like his policy positions. And not just Israel and Hamas, but also the fact that he's been for a strong border and everything else. So, you know, this is what they do. I mean, the left loves to weaponize, and they love to weaponize against their enemies, and they have no problem doing it. And if they were in power right now, they'd be doing even more and more of it against all of us. And you would not have MAHA, like I said, and you would not have any of the peace efforts that are being made. So you would have, by the way, a lot more of the cover-up of Joe Biden going on, that's for sure. We would not know the things that we know now because all of that would have went away. I mean, if Kamala Harris had won, then there'd be none of these stories coming out. I mean, none would be coming out about Joe Biden's mental health and Joe Biden's cancer, Joe Biden's senility. It all would have just been brushed under the rug completely. So these books, these tell-alls would never have happened because then it would have implicated the current president of the United States of America, Kamala Harris, in one of the greatest scandals in American history. She was there, and she had the 25th Amendment responsibility to do something about the fact that the president was senile and could not do the job, and she didn't. And so right now, if all these books were coming out and all these stories were coming out, it'd be nonstop questions, from, not by the mainstream legacy corporate media, but by us, of turning around and saying, hey, you know what? Why is this okay? And there would be people in Congress looking into this. So those books would have gone away, and they would not be coming out. You know, I saw another story today, too, that's very relevant. The technology that they're using at Newark Airport and air traffic in general, some of that's from World War II. Isn't that insane? And some of the technology they're using is from World War freaking II. It's amazing to me that we are so behind the times on this. But again, that's another thing that we wouldn't be talking about, which is DOGE. And something that was said earlier in the show today by Dr. Victoria Coates, and, you know, shame on these Republicans for not wanting to codify DOGE cuts into law, because they need to, and that needs to happen. All right, Dr. Mike Venere, a great friend of the show and the master of dental implants. So for 10 consecutive years, Dr. Mike has been ranked as number one, the guy himself, where other dentists send their patients to Dr. Mike because he's so good. And we're getting into now memory season. I love memory season. All these great pictures you take and weddings and everything else, right? Well, how's your smile? Do you need an implant? If you do, implants are complicated stuff. Make sure you go to the best, not the closest dentist. But besides, he's easy to get to. Two locations right over the bridge, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. So you can go see Dr. Mike. And you'll love the office. You'll love the team. You'll love the music it's playing. You'll love the people that work there. They're all dedicated to your smile, and it's care and compassion. That's why he is our dentist. And people ask him all the time. He goes, Rich really come here? Yes, of course I do. I would never lie to you. Yes, I go there, and so does Bridget. She had a beautiful new smile done by Dr. Mike last year. Patrick, Reagan, Claire, and of course, Mama Zioli discovered him for our family. So make sure he's your family dentist, too. And as you hear about things like the gut microbiome, which you heard Dr. Marty Makary say earlier, your mouth health is critical to your gut health. It's all connected. So go see a dentist and make sure that your mouth health is really good. Dr. Mike Venere of VenereaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenereaDental.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The New York Times had a piece. This is amazing. I mean, they're spending like $20 million or something crazy like that. And they're staying at all these luxury hotels. And they're bringing in the biggest minds in the Democrat Party. I don't know who these people are because they clearly have not done a good job to try to figure out what went wrong and what's going wrong. And they had over, ready for this now, 250 different focus groups across the country. And they asked the focus group participants to describe the parties based on animals. Okay, animals. So when asked about the Democrat Party, the words that they used, the words that came to mind were things like tortoise, sloth. And when describing Republicans, the animals that came to mind were apex predators like lions, tigers, sharks. And there's a lot there. First of all, it's a little bit weird that we're using animal analogies. But I kept thinking of, you know, years ago when you were dating, you go on your first date, maybe, and somebody like, or maybe you do one of those like get to know you exercises at a corporate retreat. And somebody said to you, if you could be any animal, what would you be? And everybody's just like, well, I'd be a bald eagle so I could see everything, or I'd be a lion, you know, so I'd be king of the jungle. Nobody ever says I'd be a sloth, or I'd be a tortoise, or I'd be a little woodchuck or something. But that's the way people are describing Democrats with all those things. And I was also thinking about, you know, if you take the kids to the boardwalk on Memorial Day or Memorial Day weekend, and they're playing games and they get to win a prize. They usually want like the lion, the tiger. Like we made a Lion King movie. We didn't make a Sloth King movie. And there was a movie years ago called Zootopia. It's a fun kids movie. I forget who made it. Disney, I don't know. But one of the characters in there is they have sloths. The sloth who works at the DMV. And the sloth characters, of course, take forever, which is sort of the joke because the DMV moves it. you know, in this world where the animals all run everything, sure enough, the apex predators are all in charge of things. And say what you want about him. Trump is the ultimate alpha. He's the ultimate apex. He's the ultimate alpha male. Democrats have a problem with men. The article goes on to talk about how they have such a problem with men that they're even coming up with this new focus group to try to figure out how to talk like men in these spaces. And they've lost so much ground with white working class men and black men and Latino men and just men in general. But they haven't made up ground with women. In fact, they've lost women voters, too. They're just losing everybody, bottom line. And I was thinking about this today, and I was doing a little analysis on this, and I kept thinking about what the Democrat Party stands for from an alpha male's perspective, because I consider myself to be an alpha male. I consider myself to be a guy who is a go-getter. But I think most men who vote, at least who voted for Trump, are, because we want to get stuff done. We want to get America moving forward. We want to solve problems, right? And the Democrats, for years, have always been the party that lectures guys like us about toxic masculinity and how the problem is we're not using the right pronouns. We don't have our pronouns on our signature line. We don't respect people's pronouns. You blah, blah, blah. Put down the cheeseburger. You know, it's bad for planet Earth. Eat some sort of a soy fugazi vegetable compressed thingy. Eat that instead of a burger. You know, we're told to do that. And we're lectured to for years and years and years. And then they try to take away people's jobs. They say, well, you shouldn't work in the energy sector. You shouldn't work in natural gas. You shouldn't work in oil. You should learn to code. You should do something different. They accuse us of being a bunch of rapists. I mean, on and on it went. And finally, men turned around and said, we're done with you people. Not only that, but you've also watched as our jobs were outsourced and factories were shut down, and you actively, openly participated in trying to destroy my job. And it's not just blue-collar people. I said today on America's Newsroom, and I was on there today, shameless plug, this morning with Dana Perino, Bill Hemmer, and Jimmy Fallon, I said, it's not just blue-collar jobs, it's alpha jobs. You know, whether you work in the energy sector, you work, you know, you're in an oil rig or you're a hedge fund guy, you're somebody who is a strong person doing a job. And yeah, you're like the apex. And the people that are the Democrat jobs, the people that have those jobs that vote Democrat, they're all in faculty lounges. I mean, that's not my original idea. The alpha jobs thing is, but the faculty lounge thing is something Carville's been saying for years. You know, the Democrat Party has become the party of the faculty lounge and the coastal elites. Well, yeah, and the Republican Party, Trump voters, are alphas who are out there doing alpha-like jobs, taking big risks on Wall Street. They're taking big risks with their lives in the military. They're cops. They're firefighters. They're working on oil rigs. They're working in nuclear and They're coming up with great scientific achievements. And meanwhile, the jobs on the Democrat side, they're like the sloth jobs. They're the professors. They're the people whining about, you know, how come we're all not embracing intersectionality more? Whatever the hell that means. I don't even know what that means. And when they put this group together to try to figure out, like, how to sound like men, how to talk like men, the fact that they have to do this says everything about the Democrat Party and how they've lost touch and how completely out of it they are. And I think that comes from the fact that they, for a long time, have always thought they're smarter than everybody. They're the smartest people in the room. Like, I know I'm not the smartest person in most rooms I walk in. And in some rooms I am, but most rooms I walk in, I'm not. There's somebody smarter than me there. And I'm okay saying that because I think you can always learn in life and become better at what you do. I think you never stop trying to improve. And the day you do, the day you settle, is the day that you pretty much kind of phone it in because you just stop trying. I don't mean phone it in like doing a show remotely because that's still doing a show. I mean, you stop caring. You just stop trying. You don't bring your A game anymore. But alphas bring their A game. And when you think about that survey that asked people, well, think about the political party in terms of animals. And they go, well, the Democrats are sloths and they're tortoises and they're chipmunks, whatever it is. And the Republicans are apex predators. You know, lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Well, they all have to – they bring their A game every day. Because they're – you know, the king of the jungle has to bring its A game. But the A game was part of the problem, we were told for years, that men should take a step back. White men should take a step back. And everybody should take a step back for illegal immigrants coming to this country and taking jobs. And you should be fine with that. You should be okay with that because they've been oppressed around the world. And if you lose your job because they're putting you out of business because they've decided to mandate that everybody has to drive an electric vehicle, well, you should like it for the good of the planet, for the good of Mother Earth, birthing person Earth. You should be happy with it. And if you're a man and yet you want to be a woman, that's perfectly fine. And women should step aside for men who want to be women and beat them at things like swimming or volleyball or whatever else. And that's fine, too. And men who are men should take a seat back for women in the workplace, even if they're better qualified at their job. It's just like, you know, you should just step back and give your job away to somebody, or you should give it up in the name of DEI to somebody of a different race who maybe is not as good as, at the job as you. And then people who got those jobs because of DEI realized that they were getting pushed aside for some other marginalized group. And the whole thing was so crazy year after year after year that finally the Democrats got shellacked. And then they bring out this boring beta male named Tim Walz to try to white speak to guys to understand white guy code or whatever the hell he was talking about. I still don't really understand it. And then he's going to go out there and talk to us and be able to speak to us like they need some sort of a Rosetta Stone for how to speak to white guys. It's not that complicated because white guys, black guys, Latino guys, whatever, we're just guys. But that's the problem with the left in general, is they always put people in these categories and boxes, and then they think they have to talk to them based on whatever category and box you're in. And this is because they've had all of these consultants around them who've whitewashed, poll tested, they've looked at things, and they've said, well, because black men want to hear certain things and brown men want to, and gay men want to hear other things. They go, what are you people talking about? And I think a lot of that comes from the consultant class in America that has to find a way to justify massive fees. And they're getting them from the Democrat Party. They do these luxury resorts. They have these think sessions. And they bring in this consultant who's like, well, you know, I've analyzed the data. And the data tells me that a black heterosexual man in Philadelphia wants to hear something different than a gay Latinx man in Michigan. And so what we have to do is Tiquar Man, you're like, whoa. This is the problem with you people. I mean, seriously, this is the problem. You have no idea what you're talking about. It's kind of the same thing when people start looking at ratings data for radio shows and other things. They go, well, you know, you just tweak this or that based on this sample group. And you go, I don't know how scientific any of this data is. You're throwing data at me, but just because you're throwing data at me doesn't mean it's accurate. Why don't you just for once maybe just throw the data out and think maybe the data is the problem? Like, you're driving with data towards something that keeps crashing you into a wall. At what point do you turn around and go, we're getting a really bad map here? Yeah, well, the map says we're on the right road here. Yeah, but we keep hitting a mountain. So the map is wrong. It doesn't matter what the map says. If the data coordinates don't have a gigantic freaking mountain in the middle of it, and you smash your car into it, and you keep following the data, you're an idiot. I don't know what else to tell you. But, you see, the problem with the Democrat Party right now is that they're all about looking at data about why they lost. And the data is very obvious why they lost. It's because they keep looking at consultant data. Now, tell me one thing Trump has done that would make any consultant happy in the last like 10 minutes. Nothing. Like, nobody would have said, who's a consultant, yeah, send out a Memorial Day message in all caps wishing a happy Memorial Day to all the losers and scum out there. No consultant would have said that. Now, whether you like it or not, the point is he's not listening to consultants and he's winning. Like, no consultant would have said to him, yeah, you should wear a red MAGA hat when you go speak to the graduating class at West Point. He doesn't care. He does whatever he wants. But that's kind of the thing. The thing is, most people really can see through when somebody is playing to them based on market research, data insights from some overpriced, overpaid consultant who is there to try to tell people how to speak to them. Most of us have a good ear for BS, and we're like, wait a minute. Everything you're saying right now sounds like you're telling me something that somebody said you should tell me to get me to like you or vote for you or buy your product, and I see through it a mile away, and I don't like it. And I don't know how a Democrat Party that has spent years literally looking people, whether they worked in the coal sector or they worked in natural gas or they worked in oil— or they worked in banking, because don't forget, people like Elizabeth Warren, America's mother-in-law, and Bernie Sanders went after them, too. Look them in the eye and say, we care about you. We care about your jobs. I don't know how you look a guy who works on cars in the eye and tell them that when they've sat there and said, we know that there'll be less of you required to make electric vehicles, but we're going to move forward on these mandates anyway, even though a bunch of you are going to lose your jobs because, we got to do it. Sorry, and I don't know how you look women in the eye and say, we care about you, even though we're going to let a dude with a, you know, a schwanz pretend he's a woman and compete against you and take away your gold trophy. But we care about you. We really do. See, I don't know how anybody is dumb enough to fall for that. You know what I mean? I don't get it. The people that fall for that amaze me. Like the people that get that that scam email that says something like, well, we caught you being a very naughty person online. And if you don't give us $10,000 in Bitcoin, I get this every now and then, this email. We're going to tell your wife, your colleagues, we're going to post all these pictures and movies of you. And I just write back every time and I go, would you please, I'll give you the $10,000 in Bitcoin if you give me the list of all the people that fall for this scam. I just want to know who they are. I want to know who's dumb enough to fall for this. I want to know who's dumb enough to think the Democrat Party in this day and age gives a damn about you in whatever job you do. Like you're a cop. The Democrat Party for years went about screaming how we should defund you and take away your job. Now they're going to pretend like they care. Stop.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You got a long way to go here to convince anybody that you give a damn about them and that you're not just reading scripted talking points that came from some highly overpaid consultant at your luxury retreats in the mountains where you're spending $20 million for people to come together and have, I imagine, the finest organic vegan food anywhere, to sit around and lament your party's problems. And instead of actually looking at your party's problems, just blame it all on Donald Trump and how stupid all these white guys are, and increasingly black guys too, and all these Latino guys who keep voting for the guy, and all these suburban women who fell for it and voted for him too, and all these young people who also fell for it and voted for him too. I mean, how dumb are these people, right? So you sit there and you put up a slideshow and a PowerPoint. You're like, look at this data. This data tells us we actually should be doubling down on things like Pride Month. Really? Your data showing you that? Oh, yeah. No, that's what we should do. And we should double down on making sure that nobody is misgendered. That's the pathway to victory. And I know this because I surveyed 1,000 people across the country, and that's what they told me. And if I'm in the room, I turn around and I go, and you actually think that that data, that's more scientific than looking at the results of the 2024 election when Trump won every single swing state, the national vote, the electoral college vote, on literally the opposite of everything you're saying. You don't think it's better to look at that data than look at your data, which says that you guys are doing everything right and then you're not doing anything wrong, that everything's fine? The problem is us. The problem is just that all those MAGA people out there, just dummies, can't figure out just how terrible Trump is. So you got guys like Rahm Emanuel, the old Chicago mob boss, who comes out and says the Democrat Party is woke and it's weak, and we got to just basically tear it up and start all over. Yeah, I don't disagree, Rahm, but the problem for you is that your party has let in such a virus of progressive kooks, and they all vote in your primaries, and I don't know how you get rid of them. I really don't. I don't know what you do about that problem. You didn't have that problem in 1992 when Bill Clinton was able to get the nomination. You didn't have that problem in 2008 when Barack Obama got the nomination, but you have the problem now. And I don't know how you get around that fact, because unless you kick all of them out, but you can't do that because they're registered Democrats, unless you just decide that we're not going to have primaries anymore. And you're pretty much close to doing that anyway. You're just going to have to keep rigging the process. You're probably going to have to just rig the process, honestly, which means that in 2028, you'll have to figure out who you think is the most likely person to win, and then control the process from start to finish so that that person gets the nomination, just like you did with Joe Biden in 2020 and Hillary Clinton in 2016. And hope that you get it right, and hope that you don't have somebody who comes along who actually knows how to speak to people, because they're just speaking directly to people, not based on polls, not based on data, but just based on the fact that, like, Trump spent his whole career around guys who were working in those professions, building things, like construction guys, you know, building casinos and golf courses, and he golfs with these people, and he hangs out with guys, and he hangs out in locker rooms. He hangs out with other alpha males, and he knows how they talk, and he gets it, and he knows how to talk to them because he spent his life around them. I mean, if you have it, it's like there was a saying a buddy of mine used to have, and I'm sure it's not an original thought necessarily, but it was like guys who can't take chop busting, for example. Like, busting chops among friends, something we do on this show all the time, that is a lost art, and people love doing it. But if guys who can't take it, the old saying is, well, he never spent any time in a locker room. Because when you're in the locker room with your buddies, it can get a little brutal sometimes. You know, and the Democrats went around screaming about bullying for years and years and years. And I'm not saying kids should get bullied or anything. I'm just saying that the truth of the matter is that there's a certain way guys talk to each other that no consultant at some lodge in Colorado with all his data points is going to be able to figure out and then convince Democrats how they can talk to guys like that. Those alphas in those various jobs, whether it's on an oil rig or whether it's in a coal mine or whether it's in a hedge fund, whatever it is. Yeah, you can't convince somebody how to sound like those people. You can tell them what to say to sound like those people. You can put it into AI and ask AI, hey, AI, how can I sound like how real alpha males talk? And they'll tell you, they'll give you talking points, script, but you'll come across sounding incredibly inauthentic. And at the heart of it is you'll still be selling them a message that they don't want to hear. Because eventually, once you get past the whole like bro code, whatever it is the left says that we use, which is nonsense, but you know, once you get past that, you're still stuck with the problem of trying to convince me to put down the cheeseburger for the good of the planet. And I'm not doing that. I'm eating my cheeseburger. Period. And you're still going to try to tell me I can't have a gas car, and I'm driving a gas car. And you're still going to try to tell me how I have to put pronouns on my signature line, and I'm not putting pronouns on my signature line. In other words, even if you figured out using some Rosetta Stone translation service how to speak to an alpha male, even if you crack that code and you're able to have a conversation with me, you're still going to try to sell me in all the same broken beta policies that have cost the Democrat Party the presidency for all these years. So good luck. And that's the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com, with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Go see Dr. Mike for your perfect smile.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.